USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hospitals and lab workers say they're running out of protective gear and testing supplies to help the fight against the coronavirus. President Trump says the effort against it is working.
We haven't been given the credit that we deserve.
He became combative during the press conference, going after reporters who he says are much too critical when asking about medical supplies and testing shortfalls. When asked what he'd say to Americans who are scared, the president told one correspondent he's a terrible reporter.
It's a very bad signal that you're putting out to the American people.
He says people are looking for answers.
We're winning and we're going to win this war.
He differed with his own health officials on the science of the outbreak. Worldwide, close to 250,000 people have been infected in the outbreak. There's been over 10,000 deaths, and 4,000 of them are in Italy. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.